Yes, how are
Hey Horace, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Just spoke a couple minutes ago. Yeah, it looks like that email here bounced back. I was just kind of making sure that I have the right info here. PrestigeLawnCare41@gmail.com.
No, thir 31. 31.
That's a three. Okay, I got you. I will definitely fix that here. And you said you were looking to grab a it was a 550, right? F550.
Yeah, I may grab another F550. Probably not right now, but you know, here pretty soon. May wait till the winter and buy it. Sometime you can catch some deals on trucks in the winter, because you know,
Yeah, I got
ain't
you.
a lot going on, you know.
So sometime in the winter.
That's usually when I do a good bit of my buying, especially trucks and equipment, because you got a lot of guys that made bad decisions and the season didn't go the way they thought, and you know, they added a crew. And sometimes you can get a pretty good deal in the winter, because you know, winter time is for us is what you've done the 9-10 months.
Right.
Before
no, you're
then,
definitely.
you know. Yeah. So
you're definitely right. Yeah, that's definitely a good time to grab.
So sometimes, you know, not to take advantage of somebody's misfortune, but if you know, a truck
sure.
that is normally 60,000, if you know, we can get it worked out and we can buy it for 30,000, you know, I do that all day long, you know.
Right. So. Oh yeah, that's definitely a good deal there. Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely around the winter time. And are you grabbing a new one or is it gonna be used? What do you think?
It'll probably be used.
Okay.
I very seldom buy any company stuff. You know, sometimes personal trucks and stuff, I buy a brand new one.
Sure.
I ain't bought a brand new one in a while because we've been able to, I've caught some stuff, you know, off of leasing different stuff, but very
Correct.
Seldom buy one that's brand new for my crews and stuff, just
Sure.
because of the abuse they take and just that big a hit you take. Like,
Yeah.
I just, this 550 I bought brand new, it was a, you know, $60,000, I want to say it was like $62,000 what the boy paid for it. And, you know, they put some miles on it, and he had some issues and some stuff, and his business
Right.
kind of went a different route, and he started buying some bigger box trucks and stuff to add with productivity. And
Sure.
we was able to cop some of his equipment, and I ended up buying one of his trucks for like just a little under $30,000, you know.
Well,
and,
see,
you know,
that's what happens
just,
with those trucks. Yeah, they depreciate so quickly, so if you buy it brand new.
Yep.
Yeah,
as soon as you
exactly.
drive it off the lot, I mean, a $60,000 truck, you know,
it
it's
became
a,
50.
It's a
Right,
40,
exactly.
it's a $40,000 or $50,000 truck, and then by the time you sell it to
Sure.
somebody, you're gonna
Sure.
take even another hit, and it's a $30,000 truck.
Sure.
So,
And then you throw some
you know,
equipment in the back, and you put a little dent in it, and there goes another 5,000.
exactly. You know, and I just, you know, where we're at in business, I just ain't one of them guys who goes out and goes to the new car dealership and says, "Yeah, I want three of those right there, brand new. You know, get them ready and bring them to us." You know,
See, that's
that
just
just
not
ain't
smart.
me. You know,
That's just not smart. No, your way is a lot better. All right, I got you. So,
some of the newer stuff that I will buy is like loaders and stuff, just because of the downtime. So, like my commercial mowers, but all of that is kind of set up. We run an account through John Deere, and pretty much all my commercial mowing equipment I've got everything. 0 for 60 for like next 3 years, so
I'm
pretty good to go
best.
There.
Exactly,
yeah,
that's
but,
the best deal
like,
for you there.
yeah,
Exactly.
like on loaders and stuff like that. Like I bought a big Hunter horse Kubota loader back in the fall, and we got it. We had to order it come in spring, and I mean it was a 60-something thousand dollar loader, and we traded in a piece of equipment on it, and knocked it down about 40-something, and my bank they done pretty good on it. They got me a rate of around about, I want to say it was like four and a quarter, 4.5 for 72 months. So I went through the local bank. And
that's pretty good.
They was able to do me pretty good, which is pretty good on a piece of new equipment.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of banks around here, because Cartersville was a big booming market, and when things hit, you know, it's a lot
sure.
of banks around here. They won't even do nothing with any kind of construction equipment. So
yeah, I've noticed that, and that's kind of.
So
Yeah, it's weird to be honest. Well, yeah, that sounds about
yeah.
pretty close to the
yeah.
rates that we've got here. You're talking about 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty good here. Would you happen to be able to estimate? You think that 550? You think if you estimate how much it would cost you?
I'd probably be kind of around where I'm at where I got this one at. I'd probably spend somewhere around 25, maybe 30,000 on one when the time comes.
All right, perfect. Yeah, that sounds about good. And what do you guys do in like annual sales? Just like gross annual sales.
On annual, I'm probably doing 450 to 500,000 right now.
Not bad at all, actually. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Credit score is good. My credit score is about a 700.
About 700.
I just got approved for a $100,000 construction loan. So
nice.
All the credit to it. Yeah.
Good. So that was a $400,000 construction loan. Is that with a bank or
No, it's actually with my bank that done my truck. United Community. I told him I needed $100,000. And whatever else I had, I told him I'd build it out of pocket. And it took him about a month or so, and they got it approved. And so I got surveyors and different ones coming out this week, and we're going to hopefully get to rocking and rolling on this thing in another week or two.
Nice. Yeah, it looks like things are really picking up over there. Okay. And
yeah.
would you be able to estimate the ROI there on the truck, or is it just kind of, is there like a specific number you could get out?
If it's a what now?
Would you be able to estimate kind of like until it cash flows that truck, certain amount of time? Yeah.
Usually, like you say, that will go on one of my in-style crews, and usually on an in-style crew, you want like a yearly number on it.
Yeah, I guess something like that. Well, just to kind of get a picture, do you expect it, like say you bring on this new truck here, the 550, is it going to increase your sales by like a certain amount, like 10, 20%, something like that? Is there a specific number?
It would definitely increase sales. It probably increases probably about another 25%, because it just makes us more efficient because now this 550 that I got, it's the main primary truck that pulls one of my bigger loaders, and then you got two trucks where you can keep one truck with one crew, and it doesn't matter which loader you take out. It just makes it a little bit more productive.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit more efficient as well.
Definitely. It kind of smooths things over. It lets them kind of run through.
Right.
Okay. Okay, this sounds good. All right, here. Looks like, honestly, taking a look here, what we got here. How long have you been in business, just out of curiosity?
Since 2001.
Since 2001. Nice. That's going on 15 years here now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so kind of taking a peek here, looking at like your time in business, 15 years. You got a 700 credit score, and you guys do gross annual sales about 450 to half a million. Definitely, I think we can definitely get you one of our A credit tiers here. We do have credits A through D. I guess D is those guys that are kind of having a hard time, but based on what you've told me over here, you'd qualify for some of our best deals. That deal you got at the local bank, that 4.5%, I think we can get competitive with that too here, see if we can go to war with them. Kick their butt here. All right, so yeah, let me take a peek at what we got here. You said you'll be looking at it sometime in the winter time. Is that right? A couple.
Yeah,
it'll
be sometime in the winter before I do anything. Yeah, right now we're pretty steady, and we can kind of roll like we are, and I don't really want to gear up nothing unless I just ran hold to an awesome deal. You know, sometimes
sure.
You run hold of them, you get a guy that calls the guy, and he's like, hey man, so-and-so, he's going out of business, he ain't gonna do it no more. And, you know, you run hold of something like that, you know.
Of course. Take advantage of that opportunity.
I keep pretty good bit of cash on hand, so I kind of pull the trigger on that pretty quick, and then finance it, to get my cash back. But
of course. But, yeah, sounds like a good business. You've got a good business plan over there. Sounds good. Hey, I'll tell you what, Horace. So here's what we do here at the Bank of Cardiff. We try to kind of condense everything and make it pretty simple. So what we do, we have a one-page application. We've brought it down. It takes about like 2 minutes max. And then if you can get us 6 months of your bank statements, we can take that and in 24 hours turn around and give you an offer. So we tell you exactly how much you qualify for. We can give you some solid numbers on the rates so you know exactly what's going on. Once we do that, that offer stands for 90 days. So you get 3 months of just like, you know our numbers, you know everything. A lot of guys tend to do that because they like to shop with confidence. So when you guys go out and start, like you're saying, when things pop up or when things happen, most banks take a few months to turn around. They ask for like a book of paperwork, crazy things like that. So it kind of, you get jumbled up in all the politics and you don't actually get to focus on your business and see if getting about your, getting your things done. So if you were interested in that, we could get something going here with you real quick. If we get that package together, I could have an answer for you by the end of the week. So we're talking like tomorrow, worst case scenario on Monday. And that way you can kind of take it to the local bank, you can give us what they got you, try to get bounce back and forth and see if you can get a better deal. But like you said, if we can get you a really good deal right now and something does pop up or someone's going out of business and their truck's up for sale, we can just turn around and finance it on the spot. We can fund the account in about 5 hours, less than that, if you just turn around and let us know that's what you want. So do you think, sometimes it's kind of annoying, but do you have access to like online banking? Do you do that?
I've got it, but I've never used it. I'll be honest with you, I've never used it. both of the banks that I use, they offer it, but I just never used it.
I got you. So how hard would it be to get a hold of, say, 6 months of bank statements, just like from
March? Mean, it wouldn't be that hard. I would just it would probably be next week before I'd have time to do it. This is kind of hustle and bustle for us right now. So
I got you. No worries. Definitely. So yeah, you can keep track of the business stuff. I'll go ahead and just shoot you what it is. So it's three things: just the one page app, 6 months of bank statements, and just the first two pages of your tax return. Did you guys file 2015 taxes yet? Or
yeah, we did.
You already did that. Okay. So once we get
yeah, if you'll just shoot me your email, and then like I say, when I got some time, I'll sit down and get some stuff together, and we can kind of go from there.
Definitely. That sounds good. And I'll take this information here and start putting it into the system just we got you on file here. From the looks of it, I can tell you can expect some of our better deals. You'll have some of those. So just kind of background. And yeah, we'll see where we can go from there. So hopefully get to that truck. Sure.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.